Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kalman Akiva Kovacs. We are continuing with the Mishnah Yomi for the fifth day of Nisan, or the sixth day of April, in Kilayim, in the third parak. We're actually finishing up the third parak today, Mazel Tov. And the sixth Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, continues with what to do if you have some vegetables, you have a patch of vegetables, and you want to put something else within your patch of vegetables. You want to add a separate species. How big a gap might you need? If you had a field of onions, it could be a vegetable patch of onions, it's lav davka onions, could be any vegetable, and you want to put into there rows of gourds. These diluyim we're talking about are apparently the diluyim yavonit, which we first mentioned at the end of the second parak. The 11th mission, the second parak, we mentioned they're problematic because the leaves and the vines get big and can eventually, if there's not a good gap, could wrap around neighboring plants, and that doesn't look good. A way to remember that is that this is the Delat Yavanit, and Yavani is Greek. And just like Greek culture spread throughout the known world at that time, the entire Mediterranean, into Eretz Yisrael and caused problems, so too this Delat Yavanit, this Greek gourd, some translate as pumpkin, might be a related species, causes problems when it spreads out. So he wants to put in Shurot Shel Deloyim, rows of gourds, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Oker Shte Shurot, he has to uproot two rows of onions, and each row is four amot, so he's ripping out an 8 amot wide section of his onions or his other vegetables, notea shur achat, and he puts in one row of gourds. So one row would be 4 amot wide of his gourds. So what's going on is he has his original onions, and now he has a 2 ama gap, and then he has 4 amot wide of these gourds, another 2 ama gap, and then his original field of onions resumes. And he could do that multiple times. And he leaves the standing onions for 2 rows worth, 8 amot worth. And then he makes a new row. So he has multiple rows of gourds. And they're each, the important thing is, they're each 2 amot away from this 8 ama wide row of onions of the original species in there. So the gourds and the original are separated by 2 amot. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Oker Shtei Shurot, Noteh Shtei Shurot. Akiva says he can rip out 2 rows of onions, or the original species, and then plant 2 rows. And that's a tremendous kula, because you don't need such a gap anymore between your onions and your gourds. Now, we know that everything needs a 6 tefach gap, because these plants, they're nurtured by the ground 6 tefachim around. So that's sort of the minimal gap is 6 tefachim. But they don't need a 2 ama gap. They don't need a large gap. So Rabbi Kiva is Meikel, he says, Oker Shtei Shurot, Noteh Shtei Shurot, Meniach Kamet Betzalim Bimkom Shtei Shurot. You can leave the original onions alone. Oker Shtei Shurot, Noteh Shtei Shurot. And then after your 8 amas of onions, your original species, you can plant another 2 rows of gourds. So you have 8 amot of gourds, you have a little bit of a gap, a 6 tefach gap, then you have 8 amot of onions, then a small gap, then again, 8 amot of gourds, small gap, 8 amot of onions. Beautiful. The Chachamim take a middle position between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. They say, Im ein bein shur lechaverta 12 ama. If there is not a 12 ama space between one edge of the original onions or the original species and the next edge of the original species, then you have to space it out. Lo yikayim et zer shel bein tayim. You can't plant something else in the middle. So what they're saying is you'd need to have your 8 amas minimal of your onions, your original species, and then you have to have some kind of gap. It could be a small gap, and then you could have your gourds. But if you had a 12 amma of the original, you could use a smaller gap, like Rabbi Akiva suggested, just 6 tefach gap between planting your gourd. So they say between one edge of the onions to the next, you need to have 12 ammas, but you could have a smaller gap like Rabbi Akiva does. The pictures on the bottom of the Mishnah are quite helpful here. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Dolot, Biyarek, Kiyarek. Gourds planted among vegetables count like vegetables, meaning we need a 6 tefach gap, a smaller gap. Bitvua, but among grains, not need la bet rova. But between vegetables and grains, we need a bet rova, which is the amount of area that you plant a rova, a quarter cob of seeds there, of grain seeds. We talked about this in the second parak. So this is actually a much larger gap. It's actually 10.2 amal. wide. So Beit Rova is quite a large gap to separate between your grains and your gourds. That was in the 10th Mishnah of the second parak. We talked about separating grain fields and vegetable patches. If his field is tvua, is grains, and he wants to plant in rows of gourds. Remember, the previous Mishnah was planting gourds inside vegetables. Here it's in grains, which is more problematic. He puts in between the grains and the gourds enough to work the avodata, is like it's work, like enough to have access to it, to get in there and water it or hoe around it. Shisha tvachim, just the shisha tvachim in higdila, but if it gets bigger, like the vines and the leaves of these gourds expand, yakrim lefanecha, you have to maintain that gap. You can't just plant it and let it sit there, because these duloyim yavonim, these Greek gourds, they expand and they grow out, and the leaves and vines could start to grow and eventually tangle into the grains. So that's a problem. Yakrim lefanecha, you have to keep uprooting the grains to keep that gap between the grains and the gourds. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now, Rabbi Yossi is more machner. He says, you have to have a 4-amma gap between the grains and the gourds. They're more problematic. Amru lo, the sages told Rabbi Yossi, that's pretty stringent. Tachmir zomi negefen. Are you being more machmir by gourds than by the gefen? We're going to see the vineyard has different laws. We're going to learn in the next parak all about everything you wanted to know about grapevines. We're afraid to ask. Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yossi says back, Matsinu, Shazachamur Negefen. He says, we find that sometimes gourds are more stringent, require a greater gap than grapevines do. Shalagefen Yechidit, because for a single grapevine, Notnin La Avodata Shishat Vachim, you need a 6 tefach gap between your single grapevine and your grains. But, Lidlat Yechidit, but for a single gourd plant, Notnin La Beit Rova. We just said at the beginning of the Mishnah, we give it a Beit Rova 10.2 amas. That's quite a lot bigger than 6 tvachim, about 10 times bigger. So we see that sometimes gourds, especially these Yavanit gourds, are potentially dangerous and might need a bigger gap. Rabbi Meir cites Rabbi Yishmael as saying, Kol shlosha dulim aveitzea. If you have 3 of these gourd plants, apparently these are very aggressive gourd plants, and a Beit Seah. Now, Beit Seah is quite large. It's 50 by 50 amma. As we learned in the second parak, a Beit Seah is the amount of land that you plant with a Seah of grain seeds. So it's 50 by 50 amot. And he says, Lo yavi zera latoch Beit Seah. He says, if you have 3 gourds there, they're going to expand and take up space, and you don't want to plant anything else in there because these gourds are sort of taking it all up. And if you'd plant grains among them, it would look like kilayim. Rabbi Yossi ben Chotef Efrati, this is an amazing name. Rabbi Yossi, the son of the Chotef Efrati, the snatcher of Efrat. I have never heard of this fellow. I'm not sure he shows up anywhere else in Shas, so if anyone finds mention of him, please let me know. He's a very interesting name. He's Amar Mishim Yishmael. He says in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Kol Shlosha Dululim LeBeit Kor. He says, even 3 gourds in a Beit Kor. Now, Beit Kor, base Kor, is 30 times a Beit Seah. It's huge. It's humongous. Lo yavi zeir latoch Beit Kor. He says, if you have 3 of these gourds, even in a Beit Kor, you can't plant other grains there. It could eventually look like kilayim. That's it's surprising. A surprising shita. We see these both shitas are in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. So apparently it was a machlokas about what Rabbi Yishmael actually said. Or he might have said one shita and then retracted and later said the other one, but we are not sure. But in any event, these Greek gourds are potentially dangerous, and at least according to some shitas, need a lot more space between the gourds and the other items. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to start the 4th parak about the grapevines. Tune in then. Zay gesund.